Iran has told international monitors to cut back their inspections of Iranian nuclear facilities and dismantle some of the video monitors and seals on Iranian equipment. This action comes 2 days after the International Atomic Energy Agency voted to report Iran's nuclear case to the UN Security Council. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Tehran.
Iran's order came in a letter last night from the nation's Atomic Energy Organization. The letter informed the IAEA that Iran would no longer maintain the level of voluntary cooperation with the agency it had in the recent past. This means the dismantling of some video cameras that were installed at sensitive sites that kept constant monitoring of Iran's now abandoned nuclear freeze, along with seals that verified the freeze. In response, the IAEA's Director General, Mohammad Al-Baradei, indicated he would immediately cut back on the number of inspections in Iran. This was retaliation for the IAEA vote to report Iran to the Security Council, says political analyst Nasser Hadian of Tehran University, and he expects Iran will take even more serious steps.
The decision makers in Iran feel that they have been cooperating with the IAEA. Iran may begin industrial level enrichment in Natanz.
Iran's national security chief, Ali Larijani, said yesterday Iran would soon begin uranium enrichment. It has been constructing a facility for this at Natanz, but recent IAEA reports suggest this facility is far from ready to enrich uranium on an industrial scale. There is a pilot project there, and that is likely to be the focus of Iran's first attempts at enrichment. Iran will continue minimal cooperation with the IAEA and maintain its commitments to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iranian officials have been unusually united in recent days about this issue, but under the surface there are many disagreements, according to political analysts here. Commentator Saeed Laylaz believes this controversy is part of an ongoing power struggle inside Iran, pitting hardliners whose hold over Iranian society is tenuous against more pragmatic conservatives.
Isolation is the best friend of radicalism in everywhere in the world, and especially in Iran, because they are trying to have better control over the inside the country through have a hard and harsh diplomacy.
Laylaz counts Iran's new president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, as a hardliner, in contrast, he says, to Iran's supreme religious leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who maintains control over Iran's foreign policy. There is much anxiety here about what may happen next, especially what actions the Security Council may take when it begins consideration of this issue next month. Political analyst Nasser Hadian says economic sanctions would only further strengthen the hardline forces in Iran.
If somehow UN Security Council goes for sanctions, severe sanctions, then Iran would withdraw from NPT and would expel all the inspectors and close down all the TVs and cameras, and there would be basically no monitoring in Iran then.
Iran's national security chief, Ali Larijani, offered a slight opening in an interview with USA Today. Larijani said Iran would be willing to hold direct talks with the U.S. about its nuclear program, and he identified his counterpart, the U.S. National Security Advisor, Stephen Hadley, as someone who, in Larijani's words, exhibits logical thinking. Larijani also said President Bush makes irrational statements about Iran. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.